Alrighty, so my name is Sophia, and this is my first podcast episode, so welcome. I've really been excited about starting a podcast, and I've wanted to do so for the past few months, but I haven't had the time to do so, and the past few months have been flooded with school, and the past year has been a huge question of, am I gonna graduate high school? And now that I'm actually done, by the way, I pulled myself together and I graduated. I actually have the time that I dreamed of having to begin this podcast and film videos, and I really just haven't started. So, after spending the past few days lying around and wondering why I can't make myself get up and push record, which I've wanted to do for months, I concluded that I'm scared. I'm nervous about posting podcasts and posting YouTube videos for anyone and everyone to see because it's kind of like being the online version of outgoing, which isn't me all the time or really ever. So I thought this would be a great topic for my first podcast episode because, well, I mean, one, it would force me to begin recording this. And two, I think deciding to chase a dream or goal that you want to accomplish is a problem that other people have too, and it's probably not only me. I mean, hopefully. So here we go. Okay, so I'm gonna use my YouTube channel, SoFloNation, as an example, and I made my YouTube channel almost 2 years ago. And I've only posted a few videos. I love the idea and the process of making videos and editing them, but I haven't posted many. I've spent all my money on equipment, and that's the one thing that I love to spend my money on. So I was just kind of thinking, like, why am I not posting videos? And I realized that I'm indirectly telling myself that I can't make the videos. I fill my time with, like, other things. Like an example would be planning or whatever else I do instead, and just to be able to tell myself that I don't have the time to create the videos. And this makes me feel better that I'm not filming, but then it hurts knowing that I'm the one telling myself, and you are the only one telling yourself, that you can't do the thing you love. I mean, unless you have friends that are like jerks and you need to friend break up with them anyways, but you are the only person. And like, that's pretty crazy to think about, that you are the only person standing between this thing you want to do and you're the only one making excuses and telling yourself that you can't. And when you realize that, that is when things are going to change. Okay, so another big thing that ties into this and is one thing that I've heard many people say is that they don't want to put in all the work to get to this place that they want to be and have it all fail. So, failure is one of my best friends, even if I don't realize it, it's also yours. And now I've tried to start at least three, four. I think I'm on my fourth small business, not including all the little bracelets that I tried to sell as a kid. And it took me this long to figure out something that worked and to be able to grow it. And all the times that I failed, I learned so much that I definitely would not have known if I didn't try, and that helped me grow as a person and help me now with my current small business. And if you have the drive to succeed, you might not succeed in what you first thought you would be doing, but if you keep going, you will succeed at something and look back and be grateful for all the times that you failed compared to where you are now. So I know that sounds a little crazy, but like, trust me. And after all the failure, something's gonna click and it's gonna work. And I mean, unless you're lucky and it magically goes great the first time, which in that case, good for you. But basically, something will work even if you have to keep going, so it is worth putting in all of the time and effort that you do need to put in. So, another thing that I was scared of was that what people would think if they asked me what I do and I just reply with, like, oh, I sell stickers, or like, I sell new and used clothing, I sell shoes, I have a YouTube channel. Not very standard answers that people really expect, but I've realized that over time, honestly, people just don't even care. They might think you're weird, but I mean, for me, like, I kind of am. I don't know anyone else that has a small business, makes podcasts, posts videos online, or really anything even close to that. And people might start asking you, like, why you do it or how much money you are making from it. Both of those I've been asked. But the reality is, they're not gonna, like, care. They're gonna move on to something else shortly, and they're not gonna care what you told them. And no one cares. Like, that's just it. And if for some reason they do, you probably don't need them in your life being negative. So, how do I fix this? Well, you're gonna start planning your time, but you don't wanna use all of your time to plan, to be able to stop the excuse of, I have no time. if you schedule the time, like, you can use, like, calendar blocking or simply just write it in your planner as, like, a to-do on a specific time that you need to do it, you're not gonna... Well, let's use an example of filming a YouTube video. If you schedule the time to film the video and edit it, you're going to have that time set, and you're going to be able to sit there and film and edit with no excuses. And after, even if it ends up, like, let's say you're not centered in the camera, and you don't want to show it to the world because that's kind of embarrassing that you're not centered, you know, you feel it's embarrassing. So at least you know, oh, next time I need to do it better, and I need to try and be centered the entire time. So next time you film, you're going to be centered. And every even small steps are better than standing still and remaining at the same point you were before. So this is a little bit similar to planning, but you want to reprioritize your things that you need to do and your time. So if you never even have the time, for example, like how I would spend hours like using stickers and washi tape and other things, you're gonna realize that your goal, for example, again, let's say filming videos, like let's say filming two videos a week is more important to you than having stickers in your planner. So you're gonna put filming the videos ahead of using the stickers to make sure you get the video is done before the stickers. So if you do, for whatever reason, run out of time, you at least have the videos already done, and then you don't even need to worry about the stickers because it wasn't as important as getting the videos done. All right, so for this one, we're gonna use a different example. Wow, I know, shocking. All right, so we're gonna say that you have a goal to learn about another culture and language this year. So if you're really busy and you just don't have the actual time, like I really didn't have the past time this school year, whether online or in person, you can find people who are interested in really any way about the language and the culture and surround yourself with it and the people interested in it. So even if you are buying these little stickers off of Amazon that you put on furniture and it tells you how to say it in the other language, you know, at least you're being around it. Or if you're following different Instagram pages or joining different Facebook groups, even though I don't know how to use Facebook, so I can't tell you how to do that, or like watching YouTube videos and listening to podcasts, those are just like awesome ways to lightly surround yourself with whatever the goal you want to complete is, especially when you don't have the time to sit down and even spend an hour every day on it. When you just don't have that time, doing these little things will help. And I mean, just following someone on Instagram, wow, every time you check Instagram, you'll see a post about it, and it's as easy as pushing the follow button. Okay, so I made myself get up to record this and get over the fear of starting and not avoiding what I love doing just because I'm scared. So why stay in your comfort zone, not putting in the time when all you want to do is that thing that you are extremely in love with? And I know this was pretty basic, but I hope this helped you realize that the only person stopping you is yourself. So I kind of want you to think about that the next few days and let me know if anything changes or you move forward to accomplish your goals and like follow your dreams. So we're going to end it on that note, and thank you for listening. I plan on uploading new podcasts every Sunday, so be sure to check back next Sunday. All my social media will be in the description of this podcast if you're interested. And yeah, thank you again. I'll see you next week.